Hello, and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I offer personal growth intuitive coaching for kind visionaries to have deep inner breakthroughs for their muckiest life problems. So this week's topic is about the coming spring and how to work with these energies for your own fulfillment and happiness and awakening and all of it. So just a quick background about the upcoming equinox, but spring energy in general that's in the air for the next couple of months, and how to be able to align to this. So the spring, as we already have a sense, it's about waking up, it's about freshness, new growth, very much a sense of planting seeds, of intentions, and even this part of dreaming that we need to know. We need to have that energy to dream, imagine of who we could become, to push us forward and to help us grow. So the idea that if we don't really have a vision for that, if we don't really have a dream for that, it's hard to go through everything that's required to grow and to actually have the dedication and determination. So it's a really powerful time to do a vision board. You know, really write down, you know, who do you really want to be in your fullest self? Whether you fully become that, whether those opportunities are there, it's important to have that vision for yourself and your life so you can align your habits, your needs, your support systems to make that happen. And to, you know, really look at this as a time to release and decompose your old self, the self that no longer is kind of sluggish or has been holding you back or playing small, no longer serving that dream of who you want to become. And so it could be this part of really being able to release old grief or stagnation or old habits or relationships or organizations you're connected to or a career, and to make mud of it, you know, really put it into the earth and let it fertilize your next becoming. We don't have to reject it. How do we work with it? So really considering this for yourself, you know, what are things that I need to shed and yet to be able to help fertilize my life so I can grow to the next level? And, you know, really not taking a ton of, how would I describe it? It requires not taking a ton of energy. You know, we're not here. We're still waking up. We're still moving our system. But it is about being able to start creating those movements and very much the sense of waking up to the fluids in our life. What is going to open up and where is there energy and flow? And where is the sense of hope, right? We have sunshine coming in, the waters are melting, you know, life is starting to happen. So considering, you know, what is it that, where is the sun? You know, where can I find sun? The sun of nurturing, support, encouragement, success. What groups, what people, what vibes, you know, are there for me? And start planting those seeds, you know, reaching out to those people or to those places or to those organizations or to the place you want to move to or taking that course, right? So starting to plant those seeds of intention. So, you know, I really invite you to contemplate this in your life. This is a really beautiful time for freshness, and it's every equinox and solstice is like a new beginning. It's a balancing and it's a growth period on one level, but spring is truly the energy of creativity and growth. It's also the energy of sacral chakra to solar plexus. You know, what is it that's going to help us thrive, you know, and feel pleasure and joy and goodness and support in that truest loving relationship sort of way in our lives? So yes, just consider this. Also, some quick self-care tips is to, you know, really take a look at how can you help with detoxifying your system, helping your lymphatic system be healthier. This is where your fluids are and the buildup of toxins in our system. So that, like, movement, dance, jumping, trampoline, any kind of exercise, drinking lots of lemon water, being able to let go of, you know, toxic or processed foods and drinks. It would really help your system right now, detoxifying your liver, being able to incorporate liver-supportive herbs and supplements. You know, check with your doctor, of course, or your naturopath as to what would work, but being able to do with those kinds of practices will do wonders with giving you a sense of a fresh new body and a sense of cleansing. Any kind of spring cleaning you can do, decluttering, decongesting, putting an air purification into your home space, your workspace, decluttering your laptop computer or any digital issues, you know, things that just are no longer aligned to who you're becoming or want to become, right? Beautiful time for that. And really feel the joy of feeling youthfulness and what is, you know, letting go of those burdens that are holding you back energetically, relationship-wise, career-wise, money-wise, all of it. How can you let that go and feel young again and feel fresh again? Open those windows. Let the sun shine in. So thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful spring equinox and spring in general. Please do reach out if you need support. I offer a Stay Aligned program. It's an affordable 6-month coaching program. We meet once a month and help you stay aligned to your deeper values, goals, self-care needs, and you have those inner breakthroughs so you really can authentically step into the person you're meant to be. So you can check me out at www.blossomingheart.ca. Looking forward to connecting with you more. Have a wonderful day or evening.